You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Sunday's action. On this edition, you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:20pm with John Gibby, Will Smith and John Budden in the studio. Aaron Exeter, the meetings on the domestic front, and we've got a good card over in Ireland as well from Thurles, including a couple of Grade 2 races. My name is Mark Walton. I'm joined to look ahead to that action by jockey Paddy Aspel. How are you, Paddy?
All good, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. I haven't seen you for a little while. You keeping well?
Yeah, keeping well. Not riding at the minute, just having a little break, a few weeks off, and hopefully be back to it as soon as possible, please God.
You still riding out, keeping yourself fit, or are you just taking it easy for a bit?
Yeah, back riding out, bits and pieces, but had a nice Christmas and New Year off, and just enjoying the football and the racing, and just living the life at the minute, thank God.
Good stuff. Plenty of good racing to get stuck into from Saturday. A bit of reaction from the racing at Haydock and Ascot. We'll start with one of the results at Ascot, Paddy, on Saturday. Ballymoy winning the Holloway's Handicap Hurdle, a Grade 3 event there. He's subsequently shortened a little bit for the Betfair Hurdle. He's now 14-1 for that, so he's third favourite in the betting. And I imagine there may be one or two other races later down the line that you're shortened for as well. But a decent performance, won by 1 3/4 lengths. Were you impressed with Ballymoy?
Yeah, very resolute character. And I mean, he was having to give weight all round. Got an excellent ride off Tom Bellamy. And the one thing he did was, you know, we've seen it at Ascot all season, that on the hurdle track, you know, you cannot be down the inside up the straight. But although he's come across standside, he's done it gradually, nice and easily, because with that much weight, he didn't need to be making any serious manoeuvres too quickly. But although Colonial Dreams put it up to him from the back of the last, showed a very, very willing attitude. And I mean, Colonial Dreams at 10 stone 8, Ballymoy with Tom Bellamy now no longer able to claim 11 stone 12 on his back, but very likeable performance, and nice for Tom Bellamy to pick up this ride on a busy Saturday when Dar Jacob is elsewhere. But you know, the form was frank, wasn't it, because Ballymoy so far this season had only finished, when he'd been beaten, he finished fourth behind Ben Pauling's horse, who we've seen Global Citizen win not long after him, make an all-round Haydock in the Champion Hurdle Trial. So you know, his form is rock solid, like I said, very likeable horse, and I'm sure the Twist and Davis team are very excited.
Just a little bit more on that race at Haydock then. The race that was named after the new one this year, because he'd won it several years in a row before that. It's called the Champion Hurdle Trial, Paddy, but Global Citizen is now 25-1 for the big race at the festival. Can you see him playing any part come March?
Well, it'll be difficult for him, because he does everything the hard way. He goes from the front, and I mean, God, he's been a fantastic horse for Ben Pauling, but he does break horses' hearts in a way, maybe. But I mean, Silver Streak today, without that drastic mistake which he made at the second last, probably would have gave him a bit of a race today, whereas for me it's really cost him every chance. He lost so much momentum, and he's done well in the end to get the losing distance down to 3 lengths. But Ben Pauling has placed this horse very well, and he's picked up some nice pots. But I mean, whether you could see him going to Prestbury Park in March and being that competitive, I think it's a big ask. And you know, it's going to, but come March time, it's going to be the end of a pretty long season, simply because of the way this horse does run his races. So for me, I think I'd be erring on the side of caution a little bit as regards him being a major fancy for the big one.
One that might play a little bit more of a part come Cheltenham is Mr. Fisher, who was the even money favourite for the Rossington Main, which is a Supreme Novices Hurdle Trial. He went on to win the race, and he's now in the market at 12-1 for the race at Cheltenham, the opening race, of course, of the Cheltenham Festival. He's about seventh in the list, so, you know, in terms of the betting, he should be in the shake-up somewhere come March.
Yeah, you'd have thought so. I mean, this horse's form is now looking red, red hot. We've seen another winner, I think it was yesterday, from that last race at Newbury, Garrettstown, went and bolted up yesterday. And I mean, I fancy a bright forecast today at Ben Pawling's, but, you know, I think it was more inexperience has really caught him out today, and he was a little bit naughty on the bend when he's went to run away from the stands. And he, I think once bright forecast hung away, it really knocked his rhythm, just sort of out of sync. And for me, that really played into the hands of Mr. Fisher. He was beat 2.5 lengths in fair and square on the day. But, you know, sort of them sort of conditions and them weights in that race today, a horse of Mr. Fisher's talents, you can't give him a sort of chance like what Bright Forecast did today. So, but people are going to maybe crib the race a little bit because of what the Ben Pawling horse did. But nonetheless, Mr. Fisher is a horse that's really on the up, and you know, for a 5-year-old, he is very low mileage. And Nicky Henderson looks to have a really good prospect on his hands.
Mr. Fisher now 12-1 for the Supreme Novices Hurdle, and the other one that Paddy mentioned there, Bright Forecast, priced up at 20s at the moment. Good stuff. Anything else that caught your eye this Saturday, or anything else you want to mention before we move on?
I thought it was a great bit of placing by Jesse Harrington at Ascot with her Magic of Light earlier on. I mean, because this mare haven't bolted up in a mare's graded chase at Newbury last time. You know, they picked up a good pot that day, and then they've reverted back to the smaller obstacles today in the grade 2 mare's hurdle, and she's done the same again today. Didn't win by as far, but travelled very well. And I mean, she'd only previously won one race over hurdles, and in the end, although it was round about 5-2 earlier in the morning, was backed into 15-8 just before the off. And you know, they landed a real nice pot here, and this mare has got some real nice black type next to her name now, and I think she's been fantastically well campaigned by Jesse Harrington.
Yeah, she's continuing to have a good time of things, isn't she, Jessica Harrington? We are recording this, by the way, before the Peter Marsh and the Altior coming back out on the track. So we will digest those performances and reflect on those on tomorrow's edition of the podcast. Right now, we're going to look ahead to some of Sunday's racing. We've got some good racing over in Ireland, and Paddy's picked out the two Grade 2 races at Navan. So the first of them, I'd say Navan, Thurles would be better. Best if I got the right track, wouldn't it? Thurles 210, which is a Grade 2. Chase over the extended 2.5 miles. We've got a field of 8 of them set to go to post here, and interesting that Total Recall is in the lineup. Paddy, who's a horse that's won some pretty good races in the past, some big handicaps and such, arrives here on the back of a second placed effort recently. Expect him to be pretty short towards the top end of the market. Is he one that you wanted to be with here or take on in this race?
It took me a while to choose between Total Recall, and the one I did go for was the horse at the bottom of No Meads in 2A per me, the Tritown winner last time. Total Recall bounced right back to form last time at Tramore, because really did bomb out his last three runs of the season last year, because this was a horse who had previously done well for Sandra Hughes and improved again once he changed ownership, once Sandra Hughes finished training and this horse actually joined Willie Mullins' team. He seemed to improve again and go to another level, but you know, for a 10-year-old, you know, he's still very, very high class. And if he continues in the same sort of vein of form as which we've seen him at Tramore last time, he's there with every chance. But I've gone for a horse at the bottom because for me, this horse is lower mileage. He's only a 6-year-old, he's younger, fresher legs, and he's won his last two, and that was a real good effort at Navan last time in the Tritown. Real good, strong, staying performance. Did idle a little bit from the back at last, but really, once Sean Flanagan said about him, he was never in doubt. So, good race here. Like I said, Total Recall is ridden by his regular jockey in Paul Townend, who knows him very, very well. Ruby is on the other Willie Mullins horse in Invitation Only, who is going to be short as well also, but you know, it's been a while since he's managed to get his head in front, that chap. So for me, I it did take me a little while to choose between Total Recall and 2A per me, but that's the one I went for in the end for Noel Mead's horse to get the hat trick up tomorrow in this Grade 2 event.
Paddy siding with 2A per me then in that race at Thurles, the 210. We move on to the next of the graded races on their card, which is the 240. This is a mare's novices chase, a grade 2 over again, the extended 2.5 miles. We've got a field of 7 set to go to post here, Paddy, and I'm sure a lot of people will start with Camellia de Cotte here. Where's those Rich Richie silks, trained by Willie Mullins, has a string of ones next to her name. Can you see her getting beat?
I hope so, because I've gone against her tomorrow. But she's another one, wears her heart on her sleeve. She's quite a free goer. She's always had the hood on, but nonetheless, she's a little bit of a white knuckle ride. But, you know, in the main, she jumps very well, but she does go a fair old gallop. But Paul Townend knows her very, very well, and she is going to be hard to beat. But for me, I was in studio the last time when Mary DeVee made a winning debut for Paul Nolan, having been previously trained by Willie Mullins. And, you know, to take a horse over from that stable and to seemingly improve it takes a bit of doing. I mean, it wasn't a very deep race at Nace a couple of weeks ago, and Rachel Blackmore's mount, I can't remember the horse's name, but it was a Gigginstown horse, was upsides jumping the last that day. But for me, Mary DeVee, I thought, was getting the better of the argument when, unfortunately, Rachel Blackmore's mount made a dreadful mistake and just got rid of her and left Mary DeVee to come home in her own time, really. But nonetheless, that was her chasing debut. Fenced very well, because Nace takes a bit of jumping. Nace would take more jumping than what Thurles would. But tomorrow, they're going the opposite way around. She is up in grade, but Brian Cooper, who's had a little bit of a resurgence of late, thanks mainly to tomorrow's trainer, Paul Nolan. He's never lost any of his riding ability. You know, that's clear to see. And Paul Nolan is a very good operator. And although this mare is going to have to step right up on all known form, I just think things could fall into her lap a little bit tomorrow. And if Camellia de Cotte does run out of gas a little bit on the front end, I'm hoping that it'll be Mary DeVee there to pick up the pieces.
Mary DeVee, the selection for Paddy then. It was High School Days, the horse that came down under Rachel Blackmore last time out. But yeah, Mary DeVee, the selection for Paddy, and he's going for her in the 240 alongside 2A per me in the 210. So could be a nice little double that, given that you're taking on the likely favourites.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing is, it's nice to think that we're getting to the back end of January and we've got an Irish meeting with some good racing on good ground. You know, it, at this time of year, it's literally unheard of. So, and they've been rewarded with some good numbers as regards runners wise. So, looking forward to it.
Thank you very much, Paddy. Been a pleasure to speak to you once again. Best of luck and enjoy the action on Sunday.
Sound. Thanks, Mark.
There you go, the thoughts of Paddy Aspel then on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 12:20 p.m. John Gibby, Will Smith and John Budden, the team in the studio, Ayr, Exeter and Thurles, the three meetings. Do join them for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.